This is the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. Today is May 14, 2018. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the committee, and we're ready to call the roll. So, Nancy, please do us the favor.
Okay. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Nancy Sorden, present. Tom Livingston, not coming. Janet Coburn.
Tom is on an airplane.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
I'm present.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Carol Travis.
Here.
Mansoor Sabah. Mansoor?
He was here a few minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go back to him. Tony Leon?
Present.
Afia Wangaza? Dan Goodman?
Here.
All right. Mansoor Sabah? Okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. We have a quorum, and I sent out a draft for the tonight's agenda. Does everybody have a copy of the draft?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you just read it for the public?
Okay. Item one is roll call, which we just did. Item two, approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Item three is minutes approval, 10 minutes. Item four is discussion on recommendations to PNB. And I have in parentheses top five, 90 minutes. Item number five is new business, 10 minutes, and we're set to adjourn at 10:30 Eastern time. That's the proposed agenda. Does anybody have any amendments or any?
I have a question on procedure, if that's okay.
Sure.
Did you say yes?
Yes, go ahead.
I had understood that the committee was going to have kind of global conversations and make a global report. You know, we looked at that one report that from a station that Tom had shared with us that he had worked on before, and Nancy was going to do some summarizing of the points of it or something, and that we were going to try and look at goals and so on. And I think what's happening now is that we're getting into something where we're having quick, although maybe it's not quick, but, you know, movement on big subjects without really going through them all. And not, it just feels to me like we're not taking a big picture step back. How do everything that we're talking about relate to the other things? It feels piecemeal, I guess, is what I'm saying. And that's what I was saying.
Tony.
Yeah, and then Janet.
Okay. Well, I mean, but we're discussing the agenda now. Do you want to, Carol, do you want to add an item to the agenda to discuss the global picture?
Well, I guess, I mean, when we're discussing the recommendations, I would like that to be something that, I guess maybe that's it. So maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, why don't we just handle it that way? We can.
Okay. Okay.
You can, how about if we address your concerns by adding instead of my item four, which for 90 minutes, let's split that up into, say, like, 30 minutes to discuss what you're calling global issues, and then the next 60 minutes on recommendations.
Or a kind of an approach. Are we doing a piecemeal? We're going to, or I don't know. Yes, an approach, and the we'll do it then or something. Okay.
I think we're trying to do both, but we do have to. I do want to come up with some recommendations that could be implemented in the near term. Janet, did you have a point or a question?
I kind of. I think I understand what Carol is saying and agree with it to some extent. So it's my understanding that this committee was going to come up with a plan. It's a strategic planning committee, and the plan would cover the largest. I mean, that's what a strategic plan covers. You go from the hierarchical, from the high level, the mission, the objectives, the proposals, etc. One leads to another. And so any recommendations comes out of that work. And I don't think that we've done that work. Prioritized also. We haven't done that work yet. And so I'd like that to be not necessarily jumping to recommendations yet, although we might have one or two, but, you know.
Tony
was on the stack.
Yeah, we're fine. We're just setting an agenda right now. I'm just trying to figure out how we want to handle this in terms of setting the agenda. So is it okay to...
How about the discussion of the plan and recommendations?
Discussion of plan.
Of
so
the
you want
strategic
to
plan.
Maybe discussion of goals and plans and recommendations.
That's fine with me.
Tony was on the stack.
Tony?
Yes, sir. Regarding the agenda, I think we're kind of thinking along the same lines. I wanted to add a discussion about the methodology that we're going to use for strategic planning, because a decision tree was put out there at the beginning. And since then, a whole lot of ideas have come in, but, you know, they're coming in from all over the place and from different topics. So, you know, I'd like to be able to have a method, you know, a logical way of doing this. So we can have a discussion about it, you know, for a few minutes. I think, you know, it might help us out.
I second that, even though you don't need a second in committee.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to have that as a separate agenda item, or do you want to incorporate that into the main discussion that we're going to have?
I don't think that it's part of number four. It might be incorporated with I think. Who was that? I think it was Carol that spoke before me, or Janet brought that up.
Yeah, well, we're going to deal with what Carol and Janet were discussing as part of number four. We're just going to broaden the description of that item to say discussion of goals and purpose and recommendations. So,
okay, so can we put it separate then?
Sure.
Okay, maybe we can put it either before or after number four.
You tell me.
Before.
Okay.
And do you want to? How long would you like that item?
Everything Just about everything else is 10 minutes, so let's start with 10 minutes.
Could you describe that again? Discuss method of...
Methodology for strategic planning.
Okay.
Okay. So if we're going to give that 10 minutes, we have to take away at least 10 minutes from item number 4B.
Who's ever sneezing, put yourself on mute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You wanted before the recommendation to recommendations to the PNB? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think that's what he said, yeah.
Okay.
So let's make that item 10 minutes and let's make the other, call that 4A, and what's now 4 we'll call 4B, and let's make 4B 80 minutes instead of 90 minutes.
Fine.
Okay. So are there any, we actually did not have a motion to accept the agenda yet. Somebody want to make a motion? Okay. And we've already had a motion to amend the agenda.
I move that the agenda is accepted as amended.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay, fine. Tony, so you're up. Idea.
Minutes.
Oh, minutes. You're right. Sorry, forgot. Do we have minutes?
I have the minutes from the first meeting, which I sent, and I haven't sent the meetings from the second meeting. And then I think for the third meeting, that was the 24th, I believe, and I wasn't there. I don't know if someone else took minutes or if you want me to listen to the stream and take minutes.
I think Janet took some notes for that meeting.
Well, I wrote up minutes, even though I wasn't the secretary, and I sent them to you, Alex.
Okay. I don't have them in front of me. I do apologize. I guess I've neglected gathering all those. Can we defer the minutes approval until the next meeting, and I'll be sure I'll gather whatever we have, and we'll just do it all together.
And Nancy, I have a suggestion.
Yes.
I could pull out if there's any action items in those minutes. I can pull them out and email them to folks.
We've been discussing. We have not yet made any recommendations. I did want to at least provide a report to the National Board after this meeting, at least to fill them in on what we're doing, even with or without recommendations. So I did want to do that after tonight's meeting.
Chair?
Okay. Yes.
I'd like to make a motion for that, and I'm not sure where. I don't know whether a motion is needed for you to make a report, a motion from the committee.
I would doubt it.
I think if we have a recommendation to forward to the National Board, then, you know, that'll be a motion from the body. If it's just a summary of our work, we don't need a motion for that, I don't think. All right. Let's see what we do tonight. Is that okay if we defer the minutes discussion till the next meeting?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. So let's go on to the discussion. Tony, do you want to present your your discussion on the methodology?
Sure.
And I would like to be on the staff, Janet, for that.
Sure. Okay.
Great. Yeah, so I've been reading the emails, and I've noticed that a lot of ideas have been coming in that we have solicited from various people within the network. And so they're all related to different things. And I think if we could strategically put them in categories and then analyze them and evaluate them as we get to them, it would be helpful in getting us to our final destination, which is to make Pacifica thrive, which is what it's not doing right now. So in the beginning, a decision-making tree was sent out to everybody. I hope everybody received it. I sent one out, and I think Tom sent out almost the exact same one. And it started out with evaluating current performance results, and then it went on to examining and evaluating the mission, objectives, strategies, and policies, and then it went on to review governance from the board and management, and then it went on scanning internal and external environments, and then it went on to doing the SWOT analysis. And from the SWOT analysis, it went on to reviewing and revising whatever needed to be done and choosing and evaluating strategic alternatives. And this is where I think all the ideas will start coming in around this. This is like around step 6 out of 8. So
could you repeat that, Tony? I was trying to take notes. I apologize, but...
Everything?
Yeah, I mean, just because you were methodical and it's helpful, yes. And then you had an acronym, SWOT analysis or something, if you'd spell that out, too. Thank you.
Okay. So step 1A is evaluating the current performance of the organization foundation. Step 1B is examining and evaluating the current mission, objectives, strategies, and policies. Then step 2 goes on to reviewing governance, which is the board of directors and management. Then step 3 is scanning and assessing the external and the internal environments within the organization and around the outside of the organization. Then we analyze both and determine what the SWOT is, and that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Okay, so that's step 5. Step 5B is we review and revise as necessary the missions and the objectives. Then we go on to 6, where we generate and we evaluate alternatives. Then 6B, we select and make recommendations for the best alternatives. And this is where all the ideas that have been submitted come in, because I mean I've seen some great ideas regarding programming and finances and so on. And then step 7, we implement the strategies, and then the last step is we evaluate, and then we make adjustments, and that falls under control. So if anybody needs this this tree sent back out, I'd be glad to do it. But I thought that it was a good start, at least a starting point for us to stay focused, you know, in so many words. Just stay focused and start accomplishing things, as you know, like Joseph was alluding to, that we weren't doing so far. Because time is going to go by fast. Before we know it, I mean, we're in May now. Time is going to go by quick. People are going to be expecting us to be producing. So that's all I have.
Okay. Who was on the stack?
Janet.
Could you add me to the stack, Joseph?
Okay. Janet, then Joseph.
And Jan Goodman also.
And Jan, okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I think what Tony was just talking about is very important. I just, you know, one of the things I, 6A, and I have the tree open. You know, he had sent out the tree on March 12th, I believe. Generate and evaluate strategic alternatives. I think that's where these ideas come in. And then 6B is select and recommend the best alternatives. So picking and choosing from all the ideas that come in. In any case, what I was also looking at was what the sample strategic plan that Tom had sent, and it has six categories. It's not in tree form, but the tree can kind of sort of fit into some of this. So it starts with section one, which is executive summary. This is that WES MFM Strategic Assessment Plan 2014 that Tom sent out. I don't remember when he sent it, but anyway. But I think it was
something
like
out of March 12th,
first or second meeting that we had. Anyway, it starts with section one, which is called executive summary, where the strategic plan has set forth seven critical initiatives to be pursued within the next three fiscal years. So, I mean, that's another thing, you know, like what the plan, amount of time the plan would cover. I don't see a section two in this. Anyway, section three, it has new mission, and I think as far as Pacifica goes, the mission, I don't think there's any way to change the mission. It is what it is. And it's in the Articles of Incorporation and all that, and I don't know whether, yeah, so that would require a whole amendment to the Articles of Incorporation, which...
No, that's a purpose, a mission.
Well, this, may I please, you know, please... Okay, all right. So it's, and then it goes to strategic goals, and so it lists strategic goals, which I think that's the step that we had been doing with all these ideas. And then section five is fiscal year budget request, and I mean, it's basically the financials that go along, that would go along with what the goals would be. You know, you have goals, but if any of them cost money, you have to have the money available. And then six is recommended actions and strategic plan timeline. So any actions recommended is the last step of this. And I think that with this, before the strategic goals, talking about what Tony was talking about, you know, the early on steps in the tree would fit in. The various evaluations of the different things that he was talking about, the organization and the PNB, et cetera, and the governance overall, et cetera. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Joseph?
Thank you. I think that I support the basic use of these kind of things, although in a way I kind of feel like we're putting a whole lot of horsepower into something that we're not that so complicated that maybe we even need that much, but there's certainly no harm in doing that. But I was thinking about one of our biggest problems is implementing decisions. You know, we haven't implemented many decisions in a whole long time. And let me just take, for example, centralizing finances. That idea has been around for a long time. There have been previous motions to try to get it done, but it hadn't happened. And I think when we propose anything that's going to have a real change, and I think in Carol's email that she sent out earlier, she pointed out that we really can't survive as a bunch of five different things trying to be one thing. But at some point, we have to simply say, look, here's how it's going to be. Right now, we don't have a lot of specifics on how to do that, and I think we do need to use the plan that Tony and you guys were talking about to come up with something with more specifics, talk it out, consider various proposals, and we're going to have to compromise. Nobody's going to get exactly what they want. But the hardest part, after we do that work, is at some point we have to push this up to the PNB, and the PNB has to order that this be done, executed by the executive director. And when that happens, people are going to push back. You know, if we actually did centralize all our finances and there's no business managers anymore and it's all just done in the central office, well, a lot of people are going to go, no, I don't like that, because people don't like change. And that's one of my biggest concerns, is we're so afraid of taking any action that's going to upset anybody that we fail to act at all. But the thing is as we are, we're dying. We've got to change. We've got to make – we know we're systematically failing. So that's why I think it's so important that we do kind of like what Tony is suggesting and these trees and use them to let's go ahead and start getting something, considering the facts that are on the ground, argue out the points, come up with our best suggestion. But we've got to make some change, and it's not going to be pleasant. You know, it's going to be okay to survive. We have to survive. There's going to be some people who says, no, that's a terrible idea. Who knows why they're saying it? Maybe they're just, you know, they don't want things to see things change because of their job or their program, or there's all kinds of reasons why people will object. But what we have to focus on is the greater good of the foundation. And right now, our finances are, and almost, as Tom said, almost everything we do is terrible. So we've got a whole bunch of low-hanging fruit. And I think we need to recognize that we're going to have to put the facts on the table, make some hard compromises, and start taking actions to make things better. So that's my speech. Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Jan, I think you were next on the stack.
Yes. So I really like the idea of going through all of the evaluation.
Excuse me, this is Janet, personal privilege. I can barely hear Jan.
Okay, I'll move somewhere that hopefully will be better. Okay, is this better? Hello?
Hello.
No.
Okay, hold on, let me just move to yet another place. Hold on.
Hello?
There you go.
Okay. I wanted to say I think that the ideas of going through these evaluatory stages are very important. We need to go through them rapidly. You know, we can't spend as much time as they deserve, but we need to go through them methodically and actually do the work of evaluating, like, what really is the problem. And I totally agree with, was that you, Joseph, that was just speaking?
Yeah.
About the fact that we're going to get real pushback, I mean, very serious pushback from people on every score. I mean, if he thinks that we're going to get pushback on finance changes, wait till we get to the program changes. then there's really going to be hell to pay. Hold on just one second. Then there's really going to be hell to pay because, you know, then everybody's going to, whoever does anything is going to be called, you know, a racist, a sexist, a pig, a capitalist, whatever kind of bad thing that one can call somebody, because we have to make changes, whatever they are. And we all know that. We just don't want the change to our particular favorite programs. Anyway, so, and there are many things that need to be changed. And we have to, one of the things that I think, one of the biggest things that has to be changed is the PNB has to stop running this like a book club and run it like a multi-million dollar corporation and give power to do things to, you know, the executive director, to the CFO, to whoever, you know, who actually is boots on the ground running things. And I think that we have to be prepared to, you know, to let go of a little micromanagement. But we're going to have, you know, problems in all of these changes, but we have to make them. And the big thing, actually, that we have to worry about in our part of the program is, and I don't know where the line is, distinguishing between like broad, you know, mother and apple pie things, like we need to improve programming, and, you know, saying, you know, in what ways we need to improve programming without getting into the weeds. And that is going to be, I think, our biggest struggle, is somehow not being so broad as to be meaningless, but not being so detailed as to be taking over somebody else's, you know, job, really, that we shouldn't be sitting and saying precisely which programs. Anyway, so that's the big struggle, as I see, not being so, you know, making goals and things that are more precise, but not too precise, if that makes sense. Thank you. That's enough.
Okay. If I may put in my two cents on this, I do want to thank Tony for reminding us that we have to have a holistic approach and that every decision we make is going to be interconnected, and some decisions are in a hierarchy of dependencies. But at the same time, I think we have to keep that in mind, and I think we have to continue that discussion on goals and the dependencies of decisions. But at the same time, I don't think we need to wait until that whole discussion is finished before we could come up with some concrete recommendations, because there are a few things we know we have to do, regardless of how that discussion finishes. Joseph mentioned one of them, and that's centralize our finances. We don't necessarily know all the details of how that can work out, but we do know that it is a goal that we need to implement, and it's not a new goal, as Joseph pointed out. It's been recommended. We had an auditor recommend this to us about 10 years ago, if I recall. I think that there's a fine line there. We don't want to get, as Jan said, we don't want to get too detailed, but we don't want to get so general that whatever comes out of this committee is going to be like kind of meaningless. We do want to have some concrete proposals that we expect management to carry out. And I don't envision this as like a Stalinist 5-year plan where everything is coming from a central body. I think there has to be a give and take between a central body and the constituency. One of the things I'd like to see happen is I want to see some radical changes in programming, for instance, but I want to bring to the table the managers of the different stations and get their ideas on how they conceive of it, or if they even think that we need radical changes in programming. That's one of the proposals I have to discuss later. But, there has to be a give and take between this committee and management and even some of, the Pacifica members and listeners. Go ahead, Chad.
I haven't spoken yet, and I've asked to be on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. Go ahead, Carol.
Thanks. First of all, Tony, I don't have your email, or I can't find it. I'm too disorganized or something. So if you would resend your tree, it would be helpful to me, and I'd appreciate it. I'm going through what you raised. I think in some sense we've taken care of, although not in detail, in the kind of detail that might be helpful for corrective action, although others may disagree. But I think the reason that the committee exists is because in evaluating our performance, we all realize that we're not doing well in lots of different ways. I think the second point that you had, or 1B, I don't know if it was 1A or 1B, was looking at the mission and seeing if our performance was matching that. Janet made the observation that our mission is established and is in our charter and bylaws and so on, and actually our purpose is in our charter and bylaws. And Tom sent out some document, I think around March 12th is what it says on it. I'm looking at it now, which also had some process considerations that had looking at a mission review. And what he was talking about then when he spelled out what that was what is our voice? Are we local stations that have a character that we want to preserve entirely? Are we a national network that has some local flavor and local roots and connections? Are we a alternative culture voice? Are we a political do we have a political thrust, a voice of a radical alternative, some notion of what is our voice. He called it what is our mission. And he felt that there were really different views of that across the station after he made his trips and talked to different people. And that sorting that out would help us get to a agreed upon goal. I also thought that our purpose, this committee's purpose, was to help shape the discussion of the PNB, not that we substituted ourselves for the PNB, but that we outline, once we do this evaluation process, that we outline as some pre-thoughts some things that the PNB has to discuss and decide upon. And I think it includes what is our structure. And I don't think there's my own presumption is, or my own view of what people think, and I'm often wrong. So, I'm often wrong. But is that really people like the mix of centralized finances or centralized financial responsibility, which does exist even though our structure isn't financially centralized. Our legal requirements are financially structured.
centralized, but local independence about what our programming is going to be, and so forth. And to separate, or to take a move, I'm for big radical change myself, and have experienced it in many organizations over the course of my life, and in my life, some of it good, some of it terrible. Change is tough, and I think the biggest change that we're going to have is relinquishing our own individual power as directors, because I think part of what we are invested in is the structure that keeps us in control, and there, we have to figure out what is a good control for a national, independent radio network. And I know some people are leaning toward, I've heard a rumor that some people are talking about underwriting as a way to pick up the financial problems. But I think that would be a disaster. That would take away our independence from money. That's the unique feature of us. I think we have to figure out what are the, I think finances, whether we're going to be at a national network or whether we're going to really split ourselves off from each other and be a coalition of affiliates is important. What we see as our voice is important, and I'll be quiet.
Joseph Stack.
Are we still on the methodology discussion?
Mansoor and Stack.
Okay, Joseph, then Mansoor.
Well, no, Janet was next.
Janet? Oh.
But Mansoor hasn't
you've spoken already, so let Mansoor go.
Right.
All right, thanks. I'll be very brief.
And then I'll take you and Joseph, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I'll be very brief. All of us are saying the same thing, but I think we have reached a point that it's beyond ourselves, meaning I'm not a manager, so I don't know how to manage a radio station. I'm not a program director, so I don't know how to program director. I think we have reached a point that we need external professional help to corral us together, bring us together, and I know Tom Livingston is doing a very good job, but we need professional help in this manner. We need somebody to come and break it down for us, what it is that we are doing and what needs to happen, that they have done it before, just like Tom has done it for a couple of two or three decades. So we need that person or institution to step in. And the talks that we're talking about, the pain and all this, I don't think so. We are ready for that. None of us will accept that unless somebody from outside that steps in and tell us this is the pain and this is what we're going to do. Thank you.
Janet and then Joseph.
Okay, so I just wanted to remind everybody what the mandate of this committee is. Based on how it was formed, and it is to propose to the PNB the implementation of a financial recovery plan to address both the short-term and long-term requirements of the Pacifica Foundation. And my memory of this committee forming came out of the loan. That we have this loan and we have debts, you know, this huge debt now. I mean, we had the Empire State debt, and now we have added to that, the FJC loan, we don't no longer have Empire State, but we have FJC, which is more than what the Empire State debt was. Many people were saying, how could you take this loan without a repayment plan. So it's my understanding that that's part of that. That's the main one of the main mandates of this committee is to come up with a repayment plan. It's financial. It's financial is in the mandate. But we don't even know what the daily operation. We don't have any budgets, including a national office budget. We don't know what expenditures we have or revenue, and we don't know what the accounts payable are or will be. And there's all kinds of proposals for spending more money that we don't even have. So we don't have money. In any case, I think that the main focus, the priority should be on the financials. So for example, the reserve that interest reserve has to be, it doesn't exist yet, and it has to be in existence by the end of June. And what's the status of that? But I'm just reminding everybody about that. I just wanted to mention that directors cannot relinquish any of their powers. There are legal requirements of directors and also in the bylaws. Just the idea of all stations becoming affiliates, that would mean that, affiliates own their own licenses. So that would mean that each of the five stations would own their own license. And that's a whole other, brings up all kinds of other issues. Anyway, I'll stop.
Joseph?
Okay. I was trying to, one thing that Carol touched on was the local, kind of the things that people want to be local. And I think my short summary of where I think we should be going is I think the local stations should be largely in charge of programming, and the national organization should be in charge of operations, because they don't know the programming and they don't know the local communities. The local stations need to be involved with making programming choices. The national organization needs to be focusing on finances, employees, facilities, licenses, all the things that we need to make the trains run on time, as they say. Because local people, they want to hire their, half a dozen other people to do this, that, or the other, and then they end up bankrupting their own budget, and it just doesn't, and they may have the best reasons in the world for wanting to do that, but they're not thinking about the fiscal viability of the organization as a whole. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've gotten in such a mess, is where you've got too many people kind of going their own directions, and even if one direction is good, they're all kind of canceling each other out. So I think that that's important. And when it comes to one last little point that Carol mentioned was underwriting, I used to be vehemently against underwriting, and then I saw a little bit of it occur at KPFT. And what I found out is, if you don't have underwriting, you have payola and plugola, and one's distasteful and the other one's illegal. So I think we might want to try to things that we can use to minimize the payola and plugola. And I think that I saw that by being very, very careful and selective in choosing only small, single owner-operator businesses that are local, that limited. They had no power to affect our programming, and yet they really cut out the some of the graft that was coming on. And I think that actually could be a good thing for us. But we do have to handle it carefully. Thank you.
Carol for the stack.
Okay, I'd like to sort of transition into the next agenda item. We're way over 10 minutes on this item, but if you have something more to say on it, go ahead, Carol.
Actually, I think it's in some sense meshing into the next one, so I'll just say what it is and you can decide whether
Nancy for the stack.
Why doesn't Nancy go next since I've talked and she hasn't?
Sure. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, well, I was just going to propose something.
and that was that we take the first step in the decision tree and apply it to our mandate, and that would circumscribe, it would, you know, make the bite that we have to bite off a little smaller. And we could, and I propose that we evaluate the current performance of the finances of our organization with the goal of figuring out, you know, what the financial recovery plan can be. And we could even take some first steps there in, you know, doing the low. I mean, then we can, you know, one of the, I could see down the line, one of the alternatives would be to get the low-hanging fruit. But if we just start working through this decision tree on that particular area of financial recovery, then we can put the programming aside for now. We might have financial decisions that would involve the finances of the programming and how the programming affects finances. That would be fine to include, but I just propose that we get started on working through this decision tree by doing that first step, and if we can get some forms or, you know, some concrete steps that we need to do this evaluation. You know, is this, and I recommend that we have input from all people, because we need to see everybody's perspective. Some people might have some information on this evaluation that other people don't have, and that we kind of pass out some kind of a questionnaire to everybody in the organization to do this evaluation. That's my... So, I guess we have a motion. I move that we start with step one and apply it to the financial recovery plan mandate that we have.
Janet, with a question.
I'm
Joseph for the stack.
And I hope I'm still on the stack.
Janet, what's your question?
So, Nancy, are you... is your motion to start doing that, assuming it passes, to do that now?
During the meeting? No. Like, it would be our homework, and we would task. I mean, if we agree to do it, then we could work out the details. We could work out the details of how we'll do it, and propose that to the PNB, I suppose, but. I'm not proposing that we do the evaluation, but that we propose how we would do the evaluation, and we could make that recommendation to the PNB from tonight.
Can I just interject something here? I think in some ways some of the financial issues are the low-hanging fruit, and we could move on those, but I don't want to restrict this committee to only discussing finances. We're discussing how we're going to make Pacifica viable, so that has to include the content that we deliver, and that's programming. It's a lot of other things. It's also a discussion of our goals, our purpose. So I don't want to take any of that off the table.
We could keep that on the table, but maybe just, you know, start with this, because this is our mandate. And
I agree with
that. We don't
that.
Have to take that other stuff off the table.
I think I'm on a stack.
We need to start with something, and since this is our mandate, maybe we could just start with this. And then, you know, work through the process, and then we can apply it to programming, work through the process, and other things.
I'm on the stack.
Okay. And Nancy, could you put it in the form of a motion that we could actually...
Okay.
You know. Okay. Carol, go ahead.
My understanding of this committee, and I don't have what you submitted as the motion in front of me. What I have in front of me is what you submitted as the work areas that this committee would be discussing, which was number one, the articulation of the mission and governance reform, and two is programming, and three is financial recovery. And to me, that order made some sense, because I don't think financial recovery is just badgering our members for more money and having more fund drives. I think that unless we're figuring out, you know, what our mission is, what our relationship to each other is, what our programming is, and what our staffing needs are, and also so that we can understand how much money is coming in and how much money we have to spend on things and so on and so forth, so that we're generally, I mean, we can come up with ideas of how to raise money that have no idea of how much money we need. And I feel like that's what we're talking about doing. And when Joseph, you indicate, you sort of, two things that you said triggered my concerns as I thought they were, and you made clear to me that my fears were correct, that your notion is that we centralize financing and that all the local programming stays, you know, in the hands of the local stations is absolutely unacceptable, because the programming and the lack of adequate programming that is drawing an audience to support yourself means that what you're talking about is having the stations that can raise the money pay your bills, and you still get to do what you want irrespective of its performance. Now, that may be a harsh way to put it, and I put it that way intentionally, and I don't mean it to be unfair, and I understand it's harsh, but just, you know, centralizing the financing so that the bills are picked up. The finances are already centralized, and if we centralize them in a way that I think steps are required to do, you may be surprised about the impact on your programming, because it will decide who of your staff gets paid or what cuts are made to your budgets that have tremendous impact on your local control. And I think as we design all these things, we have to be real about all that. And in terms of what Janet said about us relinquishing our authority, of course we can't without bylaw changes. And bylaw changes that really restructure us are essential. And so I'm not, dismissing the necessity of membership votes, and maybe membership votes, not just LSB votes, because I think that there are big changes that are required for us to really, as Tony said, thrive, because we need to thrive, because we need to be, in my opinion, and I know this isn't shared, but I think our real importance is to provide a radical alternative voice and information to be shared widely the way our purpose, as discussed in our bylaws, says.